Blog Talk Radio.
No intro, no introduction needed. Savar. This BP. What's good? We got CB calling in. Yeah, shall we bounce back? MLG 2.0.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, champ?
What's good, brother?
See how we bounce back?
It's that easy.
That's just pretty amazing, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, I got something to tell you.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, this one of the best. This one of the best verses of all time.
Yeah. Look, payback. I knew you bitch boys from way back. You better stay strapped. I say that with the intent of an A-Rab way out in that rap. I'm kind of riding. No suicide, just a lot of fire. I spray that you lay back, recline your seat like you're tired. Proper. Gander, make partners, become authors of opposite novels. Can't judge a book by its cover. Although you can't assume the words that's on the pages before you raise it. And be prepared for the answer to the question you raising. Amazing how my best man can raise his left hand when the preacher say speak now or forever hold your peace. 365, 24/7, nigga, I'm me. You just about 14 days, nigga, and that's 2 weeks. So I don't know you. You ain't never lent me nothing till I pay you back like I owe you. All you niggas is fronts.
Yo, that shit is incredible.
Hey,
that shit
on
is
some
incredible,
real shit, bro.
That's
hey,
incredible.
Thank you, bro. On some real shit, I think that is the best verse I ever wrote.
Hey, you want to know what's funny, dog? Hey, I listened to that the other day and I was like, God damn, like. It's funny, like, it's funny the shit niggas be coming up with that ain't never gonna see the light of day. That's, like, truly amazing, though, my nigga.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about me? I always get inspired, like, when people want to do songs with me. Like, so when you send me that song, what it does for me is, like, it makes me feel like, damn, my nigga actually wants to do a record with me, like, so that he thinks I'm dope. He's a dope artist, so I gotta come correct. So every time I do a feature,
oh
bro, like, it makes me step my bars up, fam. It's crazy.
Hey, you know what? Fuck that, man. That song got to see the light of day. Next time I come out to Cali, we should just re-record the whole shit.
And shoot the video. I'm ready when you are, dog.
All right, cool. But back to this shit. Damn, I got sidetracked. That verse was incredible. But my nigga, MLG 2.0, it could be either a really outstanding great thing, which I think it might be. What you think about the way we kind of bounce back as a league, first and foremost?
I think that shit is incredible. I think it's incredible. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, people understand, man, that we run a great league, man, and it's really hard to do the shit we do and really, you know, maximize the fun. Like, there's other leagues I'm sure you can have fun with, but, like, we maximize all type of fun. Like, we got rivalries that go back, like, 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just different with MLG, fam. So the fact that we was able to bounce back and everybody's still, you know, enthusiastic and everybody's still, like, fired up about this shit, man, that shit is dope.
I got a question for you.
Hey, I'm not breaking up, am I?
Nah, you good.
All right, let me know if I'm breaking up, bro, because I get bad service.
Top three reasons that this shit happened. I don't know how this shit happened, y'all. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, I'm going to my grave saying that it's an EA glitch because nobody – y'all got to understand something. First of all, if you accuse admin of doing this shit and not fessing up, y'all in the wrong league. Because, like, think about when – remember when you advanced 1 week extra before the draft? Like,
right.
We fess up to what we do and we're extremely apologetic. Nobody did this shit. It was at, like, 4 in the morning, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And I think, personally, it was either an EA fuck-up with us starting our league damn near the day the game came out, or B, I think it was somebody who – if it wasn't that, it was somebody who didn't fuck with the league. And who would your top three suspects be?
Top three suspects? Are you speaking that's in the league or people that will hack our shit?
That's in the league.
Damn. Top three suspects? I'm off top going with Christian Gutierrez off top. Off top, bro. Anybody that knows how to hack, I think, as a matter of fact, I think Christian Gutierrez hacked the system and scored 66 points on a computer on some glitchy shit. So he know how to do that kind of shit.
Hey, something's not right. Like, we suspend this nigga, and then, like, 2 days later, our league advances 10 seasons. Like, I don't...
Fam, how the hell do you score 66 points in one half? It's not even, like, the time logic doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't, especially considering that the computer plays better defense than users do, too.
Yeah. Like, how did you... Nah, it was him, bro. If it really comes down to somebody doing that shit, it was Christian Gutierrez. And I know he's listening, too. You might as well call in, bro.
I said TM initially, but, you know, I think TM is one of the pettiest niggas I've ever done encountered. But I don't think he would do that for the simple fact that he had a love affair with his little My Player storyline he had going on. With Tommy Streeter. This nigga plays the game. He plays Madden for individual accolades. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's no way TM did it. No way. He put his whole life into Tommy Streeter, bro. Ain't no way.
Hold up, we got a 214 call in. Let's see what this is. 214, who this is?
Fuck y'all.
Who this?
That's TM.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
What's up, bro?
What's good?
TM, why you sabotage the league like that?
Man, you know I didn't do it. First of all, y'all can kiss my ass about how I developed Tommy Streeter. Second of all, I was number one in my division. That ain't never going to happen again, so you know I wasn't restarting the league.
He said that ain't never going to happen again.
At least you kept it real with that.
Yeah. So, I guess some new shit for the season, though.
But see, if we... All right, look. Let's talk about this real quick before we go into the new season, because, like, that's all everyone wants to talk about. But this shit may not have been an EA glitch. Y'all really want to examine that possibility that, like, it may not have been an EA glitch that it just advances 10 seasons out of nowhere? Like, do you really think someone hacked into someone's shit and advanced the shit and ruined the league?
I don't know, man. I searched all over every message board, and not one other person had that same issue we had. Not one.
All I know is somebody need to check that girl and see when they was up that night. Like, somebody who got a vendetta. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know, man. It may not have been like an EA fuck up because we was running cool for so long.
Somebody made a mistake and don't want to own up to it.
Yeah, because what's his name? The little pest, Ghanem, whatever his name is, Ghanem. He was even bringing up a good point. He was just like, yo, I'm not accusing y'all, but all I'm saying is the league advanced for 10 seasons and there's an actual category where you can advance the league for 10 seasons. That's not rocket science. I get that. I just don't see.
I didn't even know that, though. I didn't even know that. I swear. Like, I thought you had to advance. Like,
yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it before. I've definitely seen it. So it's definitely there. But I just don't see me, you, or Paul, or Larry, or Cody doing that accidentally and then not just keeping it real. Like, if I did that shit, man, I would feel like a piece of shit, but I would keep it real. Like, damn, y'all, I fucked up big.
But it wasn't even advanced time. If it was advanced time and somebody clicked the wrong shit and was drunk, we were supposed to advance like a day later. Like, nobody was even online to advance. It was at 4 in the morning. I was asleep. Probably the only person up, just because you're on the West Coast, may have been B-Dot. This dude, they definitely ain't clicking on no 10 seasons. Like, There's nobody in the admin that would do that shit.
I was knocked, bro. It was 2 o'clock out. What was it? 2 o'clock or maybe 4 o'clock in the morning out here? No, I was knocked, bro. I got up. My phone, I sleep with my phone right next to me. And the little messengers, I don't know if y'all, I got an Android. And when y'all leave messages in the inbox, that shit is annoying as fuck. That shit be like, ding, ding. That shit be ringing and shit. that shit woke me the fuck up, like all the Facebook notifications. So I got up to like seeing Terrence Blair like, you know, going crazy and shit. So I woke up to this shit. So it definitely wasn't me, fam. I put that on God in heaven.
Hey, I'm gonna talk about the first 48 theory. If we don't know who it is yet, we ain't gonna find out. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is, like we did, move on and like, for some strange reason, I'm gonna be real with y'all, and I'm a positive nigga just by nature, but I really feel like this is a good thing. I was getting a little bit bored with my team because I was literally gonna win every regular season game except for maybe one every other season, and then go to a playoff game and play one good game and run the ball, and everyone's gonna get blocked. It was to that point. You
Wait
know
a
what
minute.
Saying?
Yeah, that's true. It's more. It's. I mean, for us, all the bombers, all the top tier cats. Yeah, it was getting a little overpowering because you know the stats and shit and the confidence. But it's actually better for all the cats who wasn't doing too good. This is the fact that it fucked up is actually that shit works out better for them. You know what I mean? And I'm happy that happened low key because it's like it keeps their interest level high and it keeps the league you know fun because everybody's back to square one and everybody feels like they have equal opportunity to win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That's true.
Bullshit.
But at the same time, like, you know, when I look at my roster now, I'm like, yo, I can't run the ball to the right side. I got to run the ball to the left side. I got to run the ball to the tight end. I got to run. Like, there's actually strategy involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
to me,
man.
That's a little
like
bit more fun because I feel like I'm actually able to coach a football game as opposed to mm-hmm. Like, I could do whatever I wanted to do. Like, I had 90, like, the good people before had 99 run block across the board and 99 block shed across the board on defense. You
mm-hmm.
could do no wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I feel like this is going to expose people, too, bro. Like you said, like, people, and I'm going to call him out because we was going back and forth yesterday. Somebody like Brad, who, by the way, said he mm-hmm. won't beat you, but that's a whole other conversation. But somebody like Brad, bro, this is going to expose him because it's like he's heavy on the, like, CPU, AI, like getting great players and kind of letting them do what they do. No usering,
yeah.
No nothing. So now, I don't know. Maybe he might be able to trade and create another all-star team because we got people in this league that trade like idiots. But now we get to really see what he's made of, somebody like him. And even the bro Larry, like, to see what he's really made of if he can't get those components that he really wants to be good. Let's see how good people's brain is really working, you know? Let's see if they really got football sense and shit like that.
I like
hey,
that.
Yo,
I like
Cody in real quick, man. He's 912.
He's not on the studio list. Tell him to try again. Shit, I can't do some shit I can't do. But I think that's a good point, CB. I think that a lot of people are going to get exploited. But you know what it is? Everybody that was like, oh, shit, all the good teams got all the good players and I can't compete. Well, guess what? You got a mulligan out of nowhere. And you better do something with it. If me and you end up back in the Super Bowl, I don't want to hear shit ever again. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
I don't
no, for real,
damn
bro.
Thing. I had nothing to do with who my team took. I mean, I will be honest. I like some of the pieces that my team got, but I had no control over who my team got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
None. So if I come
and
out.
I got a shitty-ass roster. So if my ass, especially in the AFC with so many top players, if I go to the Super Bowl or if I make it to the AFC championship game, motherfuckers cannot say shit to me. Cannot. I have no squad, bro.
When you get to draft a team by what your strengths and weaknesses are, you're not going to be that bad. Like, Brad, you were talking about teams that might get exploited. Like, you're not going to be that bad at the end of the day because you're like, well, some people spend fucking 48 hours prepping for the fantasy draft. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't. Some people have no idea who the good players are. So you can come out of that with a huge advantage. But if you come out with an average-ass team – with no O-line, I want to see what you can do. I want to see
mm-hmm.
what you can do with no O-line, with players that you didn't draft. That's the true sign of what a good Madden player is. Like, you got to be able to do
yep.
it with both.
Yep, absolutely.
Shit, I feel like you, I feel like you give me fucking, you give me anything that I got, I feel like I can adjust, and I feel like I'm gonna bounce back. But shit, I don't feel like
because you're actually
like that.
Right, because you're actually gonna approach it with a football mindset. You can say, based on the pieces that I have, I'm gonna create a playbook and a play style based on the pieces. Ain't nobody doing that, bro. Like 50%, maybe 60% of the league is just going off of how they play, and they're trying to trade for those pieces to fit their structure or whatever. Like, with me, bro, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into this first game with Christian Gutierrez, and I'm going to see what my team is talking about. And based off that, I might fuck around and create a whole new playbook. Like, I'm willing to do that. You know what
I
mean?
I basically did.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, because I can't just line up with 5-0 linemen and block everyone. It's like, when you watch Alabama play and you're like, why is Alabama and LSU running zone and high on game? Because they can block everybody.
Right.
I can't block everybody. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do a little bit different shit. Hold on. Let's see. We got who's 912? Who that?
It's Cody.
Hey,
what's up, Cody?
No one's
Cody, wrong. What you think about we talking about how some people are going to have – like the league resetting is almost a good thing because it's gonna kind of exploit people, and the cream is gonna really rise to the crop now more than ever.
Yeah, I totally agree because some people just were good that first season, and then all their guys were maxed out, 99 confidence and everything. But now everybody's gonna be on a level playing field, and the people that got better, like say Tuggle, for instance, he was better near the end, but his whole team had zero confidence, so he couldn't really do much. But like people like that, people that have got better at usering over the course of the seasons, but their team were just struggling, I think they're gonna be a lot better.
I agree. Who do you think, style of play wise, is going to make some of the best adjustments? I feel like unless you ran a read option offense or anything like that, or a very gimmicky offense, I feel like if you were good, you'll be good again.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think B-Dot is going to kill again. You know what I'm saying? Just because users never lie. He could use her fucking worst free safety on the game. He'll still make shit happen. But Adrian Peterson, you might miss him.
I'm gonna miss him, bro.
That's a piece right there.
Who's your halfback now? Who's your halfback now?
Fat ass Blunt.
Oh shit.
It's fat ass.
Oh shit.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, bro. It is. But I'm, you know what? I'm excited about it, bro, because this is going to get my brain going. Like, okay, what
you got a wide receiver core, at least?
Not really, man. I got Brandon Cooks. I got some receiver I never heard of. Maybe y'all have. His name is – let me look at him real quick. I got a receiver named Marvin Jones from Cal.
Yeah, he was nice before he got hurt this year.
Yeah, is he on the Bengals, right? In real life?
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals? Yeah.
I got old ass Derek Hagan, who I grew up with, his black ugly ass. and I got Ted Ginn. I mean, so I got some, you know, explosiveness. But I don't know what I'm going to do, bro. We're going to see.
I'm going to tell you like this. Don't go into that game with that mentality, CB. Don't go into that game and be like, we going to figure it out, because I'm going to tell you right now, you got to figure it out before the game.
I know. I mean, if I had...
Because Derek Hagan ain't getting open against... I think Christian got fucking Pat Pete and Joe Hayden, my nigga.
I know. I was peeping that.
No, that's JSB. That's JSB. JSB's got Hayden and Pat Pete. I don't know who... He's the Patriots, so he's got all the, like, the...
Yeah, he traded for all the Patriots, basically.
He's got
Tom
Brady, Stephen Ridley.
Oh, he's Patriots,
all those,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, his cornerbacks is not awesome. I mean, he got Logan Ryan. He got Justin Gilbert. He got Corey Webster. I'm not really tripping off him, bro. Like, I don't know. I've never played him, to be honest. He might be good. I'm not going to, you know, go in there just thinking I'm going to get away with murder. But I'm ready, bro.
I got Tuggle up first.
I like it because you can't be good at everything. Like, in real life, you can't have a good everything. You can't have a good O-line and D-line and receiver core and quarterback and running back and tight ends. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, my best personnel is two back, one tight end, but that's not what I do, but I will if I have to, you know what I'm saying?
But you ain't got the O-line to support it, right?
Right.
Nah,
exactly.
I'm about to air it out. Keep it real with y'all. I'm gonna air it. Like, I'm gonna do what I need to do. I'm gonna adjust based on the roster, and I think that's what the good people will do.
Oh yeah, you better air it out with that roster you got now. You got Shady too, so that keeps them honest.
I got Shady, Jazz, Keenan Allen, A-Rod, Dwayne Allen, dog. That's enough right there.
You figure
half the empty formations I'm gonna run are gonna have LeSean out there, Allen, Dwayne Allen, Keenan Allen, and Dez. Dog, Dez is a glitch on this game.
Oh,
you
know,
you got Dez, right?
Yeah, I got Dez.
And LeSean McCoy. He's
Aaron
Rodgers.
I know he had Shady. I didn't know he had Dez too. God damn.
Aaron Rodgers throwing
Keenan
the
Allen.
Freaking Dez.
Yeah.
You got Aaron Rodgers?
I got A-Rod, I got LeSean McCoy, I got Dez Bryant, Keenan Allen, I got Dwayne Allen, but I got, like, the most average O-line. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point to where I got to throw it in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. This dude has a squad. I'm looking at your squad right now. I didn't know that. Damn.
Yeah, I just beefed up my defense and solidified my offense pretty much. I just got to work on one half of my offensive line, and I'll be good.
What team are you
playing?
The
best rosters are going to be the
Bears.
Trade.
Oh, you got Nashville, Nick Foles again.
Wait, I haven't. One of the trades hasn't went through though. I still got DeAndre Hopkins and Eddie Lacy coming.
How's Ahmad Bradshaw? Can he still get it done?
Yeah. He's 28.
He
he's got 90
Eddie
speed.
Eddie Lacy,
you want him?
Run that bit.
Yeah, you want him though. You can have him. Hit me up in chat.
Nah, you know what? I'm kind of excited about Monty Ball. What y'all think? I'm excited about him. I think I could make him into something.
Well, shit. Look. After what I did with Jeremy Hill, I picked him up like 8 points on the speed and made him a glitch. I mean, if you can win with what you got, you can make Monty Ball a baller, dog.
So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Who do you think is going to be the biggest surprise since the restart?
I think the people
I
think B-Tug is a good candidate because
B-Tug,
cooking.
But he's in my division, bro.
He was cooking. He was cooking with bums, though. You gotta
figure
like if
he was
B-Tug, he was in my division before, and I outmanned him all 22 across the board, so he couldn't really beat me. But this reset is good for people like that.
Yeah, B-Tug is really good, really good.
I got him week one, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think B-Tug is pretty fucking
good.
Yeah,
who do you think is going to fall the most?
Who's going to fall the most?
From somebody that was good and they're not going to be good?
Yep.
I think it's gonna be Brad. Brad or Blair. One of them two.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I would say Brad before T Blair. I think we kinda sleep on T Blair a little bit, man. I really do. I would say Brad before T Blair for sure.
Well, you gotta look at the better players who ate off those players the most.
Blair,
like,
user some shit, bro. Like you said, right? What was your model?
Don't
scare me
user wise.
I don't know, bro. He gets kind of busy sometimes, bro. I mean, you know what? Not even just user wise, but a lot of his makeshift defenses is kind of crafty. I got to give it to him.
I think
he's played sound. He's played sound though since day one of MLG. So I don't think he's really fell that much from day one.
I think Brad will fall just because he's just not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to get away with murder with them coverages, man. That dude would just sit in cover three all game, bro.
I think Brad week one.
Oh shit. That should be a good one.
Who's that, Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, you played Brad week one?
Yeah.
And y'all was just talking all that shit?
Yes.
You ready to get that W, bro?
This fool went out and got the same team. His team looks like the Bucks did season one almost on offense. He's got a Streeter, Vincent Jackson. Who you got? You got and you got a
Jackson, Andre Johnson, Thomas
Andre Johnson. Johnson. Yeah, you got the Baldwin. Same offense, bro. You got the same offense you did with MLG one.
That's funny.
It does work. I got Zeke drunk off of free agency. He's just sitting out there. So, I'll be straight.
I ain't gonna lie. If I can fuck around and do the same shit I did with my defense, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear shit. For real. My corners is all in the 60s. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
Yeah,
you know why that's dangerous though? Like, I mean, for somebody as good as you are, bro. Maybe not me, because I'm like a step behind you, bro. But somebody as good as you are, that's actually dangerous. All that's especially in shitty ass NFC.
He's breaking up.
It's not the worst thing in the world. You got to think about this though, because if you play cover three. What do I have Joe Hayden for? Because this dude is 90 speed. If I press him, he's going to get ran by. So if I play, he really only going to show up on cover two. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's to your advantage, because when you start kicking everybody's ass in that shitty-ass NFC that you're in, you're just going to get a gang of XP points, and you're going to all them dudes at 60 or whatever, you're going to boost the shit out of them. They're going to be fucking gods by, like, season three, bro.
Confidence 99, everything.
Quiet.
Hey, I don't understand how the NFC is so shitty. That's some bullshit.
I'm going to tell you how niggas see that I'm in the NFC West and run. That's
yep,
how.
That, dude, nobody was
picking
the NFC
you didn't
West.
Pick, nah. But you didn't pick, bro. Like, we didn't know, like, if he was going to pick the Rams or not. Like, you wasn't even online. So, like.
But people
yeah,
I,
but
like,
picked first.
From what they saw.
Well, he picked after, he picked after B-Dot, though, I think, right? Didn't, or did, who picked
yeah,
first?
Yeah, I was second.
Well, I didn't.
It was Jerry.
I didn't pick
it was
my
show
team,
out,
but I'm
going to
say
me.
Like this. If you went tiers and you did, like, the top four or five, whatever, no
yeah,
one is going to be in the NFC West. No one's going to be in the NFC West.
Yeah.
That's so whack, bro. Oh, my
news.
Gosh. Like, why, that's the funniest
like, you're exactly
like, why would
right.
You not?
If I lose two games, I'm going to have, like, all my team is going to be crazy.
Crazy. Like, I don't get it. It's like, let me use this analogy. Like, Floyd Mayweather, right? If you're a boxer, don't you want to fight Floyd Mayweather? Like, it's only going to make you better. Like, that's some stupid shit. Like, why would you run from playing the best dude? Like, that's stupid.
I'm in the NFC with you, so.
Are you, Cody?
Yeah, I'm the Bears.
Oh, my
Cody's
bad.
Cody's
going to
make
no
a big comeback, man. Cody's going to make
no,
a big comeback.
Yeah, Cody's about to fuck some shit up. Cody and T. Blair are going to give you some, you know, give you a run for your little money, man.
Hey, the new guy that JSD brought in, the new guy today, JSD said he's really good. So we'll see.
That remains to be seen.
What team?
If I had
what
to
team?
Bet my
the
money,
Panthers.
I think Cody. Cody's, you're going to be better than T. Blair to me.
The Panthers.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Yeah.
He's the Panthers, and he's in T. Blair's division, the new guy is, so we'll see how good he is compared to T. Blair when they play. Because he's
will.
The Panthers, and then T. Blair's the Saints, so they'll be playing a lot. We only got 1 minute left, though, right, guys?
Yeah, we do. Well, shit, I appreciate y'all calling in. Y'all want to do another one later this week?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, man, let's be out then, and... let's get these – what I'm trying to do is really get a week one done in 24 hours just based off the how niggas is geeked off the shit. So if you can play tonight, please do. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, me and
yeah,
Big
– next
play
week.
Right,
yeah, do your – play your games, and we'll get at y'all next week.
All right.
All right, peace, y'all.
All right, holla, MLG.